When is it okay to not be so humble? Well, everyone, welcome to the Netziv's Hamek Davar Lezecher Nishmas, my father of Chaim Shmuel Ben Zev, and also for the four shlem of Sarabas Brindle. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Tzav, it's also Parsha's Para. Focus this week on Parsha's Tzav. There's a famous joke. How do you know if somebody has run a marathon? Don't worry, they'll tell you. And similar kinds of things where we sort of make fun of people who accomplish big things, and they share it with you. And in fact, there are times when that may be appropriate. This parsha, this week's parsha, we have one korban that's brought, the korban toda, v'zos Torah zevach hashlamim, asher yakriv lahashem im al toda. Tzukim yud alef yud beis, in the third aliyah. This is the korban of shlamim, peace offerings, im al toda. If it's a thank you, a thankful, a thanksgiving offering. V'kriv al zevach hatoda chalos matzos b'lulos b'shemen. And it's brought special with chametz, as it says in the next pasuk, in pasuk Yud Gimel, al chalos lechem chametz yakriv korbano al zevach todas shlamav. And it is not, you most Korbanos, most sacrifices are brought on matzah, on unleavened bread. But here you have special requirement to have chametz, leavened bread. And in a couple of psukim later, b'sar zevach toda shlamav, the toda, the shlamim that is for toda, biyom korbano ye'achel. You have to eat it on that day. And so the Netziv, others, they talk about the special and uniqueness of a Thanksgiving korban. And the Netziv explains that the tachlis, the purpose of the korban here, is that it be chalos lechem chametz. It's very important that it be challah, that it be lechem, and we'll see why. And further, the tachlis todah sheba al hanes hutei lesaper chaste Hashem shegamal alav. That the whole point of the thanksgiving here that comes from a miracle is in order to recite the glory of Hashem and the thank the kindness that Hashem had bestowed on him. And in the Harchev Davar, the Netziv points to a line in, we recite in the Hallel from Tehillim, L'cha ezbach zevach toda uveshem Hashem ekra, nedarai la'Hashem ha'shalem, negdana l'cholamo, b'chatzros beis Hashem zuchech Yerushalayim. Says the Netziv, we have to understand these psukim. What does it mean to fulfill his neder neged kol amo, in front of everybody? Umaze shavach, and how is that praise? V'harei Hashem dorish mina adam shehe atznei aleches im elokav. We're supposed to actually be modest and humble and go, not be screaming from the rooftops about our accomplishments or things that happened. Eletrei milikam. And so the Netziv explains that two things are going on here. Lecha ezbach zevach toda, that's referring to the korban of bringing the sacrifice. Uveshem Hashem ekra, hu kol toda l'Hashem tzvakos al hanes. That there's a requirement to call out to Hashem in front of others that you are appreciative of this moment of the great chesed that was done to you. Mitam zeh, says the Netziv, riba hakasuv belechem. And so he points to the two unique components of the Korban Toda, that even though a Toda is part of the peace offerings of the Shlamim, which are normally allowed to be eaten and consumed over the course of a couple of days, the Toda has to be eaten within one day and by the following night. That's one very unique rule. And the second is that it has to come with 40 loaves of bread, which many of whom have to be, 36 are eaten as part of the meal, and 10 of them are chametz. This is a tremendous amount of food to be eaten in one meal. And how do you eat all this food in one meal? You have to invite a lot of people. And so in order to fulfill the mitzvah of saying, of giving thanks for something that happened to you. And the Gemara in Brachos describes what are the reasons, the four situations that obligate a person to bring the korban. Somebody who's crossed the sea, somebody who's traveled the desert, somebody who's been healed, somebody who became free, who had been incarcerated and became free. Any of those four situations, miracle that happens to you, you have to bring a korban todah and you have to talk about it. You have to tell people about it. You have to get maybe out of our normal comfort zone of not sharing so much about things that happen to us and accomplishments, and actually sharing about them and talking about them, maybe even crowing about them a little bit. And that, says the Netziv, is the reason that biyom korbano ye'achel, you have to eat it on that day, right? Because kadesh shelo yiyeh ela suda achas, it should be at one meal, biyu anashim merubim, with many, many people there. And the Vilna Gaon actually points out that this actually links very well with Pesach night. We just finished Purim, heading now into the next month into Pesach, and that the story of Mitzrayim, the story of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the story of Exodus from Egypt, also links to these four reasons to bring a korban todah. Cross the sea, right? Talking about surviving water. We traveled through the desert. We were rescued from hazardous conditions, rescued from slavery, and we were released from being in a prison called bondage, called slavery. It's a situation to crow about. It's a situation to say thank you, to speak about it, to say the Haggadah, to bring our Korban Pesach, and to say thank you. Harvard Business Review recently had an article called "Beware the Risks of Too Much Humility." There are moments when we shouldn't be humble. There are moments when we should crow and we should say thank you, Hashem, that we should talk about the great things that happened to us. May we take that bracha, may we take that blessing to say thank you to Hashem and to share with others some of the great things that Hashem has bestowed upon us.